A Fruitful Life by Alan Poole. Men and women are radically different. Now that I have your attention with this profound observation, let me explain how they are different. When you ask us men what a fruitful life looks like, we typically think of accomplishments and what a person has done. How much have I made? What have I made? What have I fixed? Women, on the other hand, tend to think of a fruitful life in terms of connectedness and relationships. I see it again and again in families. Who typically initiates family gatherings and the ongoing contact with the children? I read recently that the average child in North America is engaged in meaningful conversation with his or her parents for just 10 minutes a week. Remove the mother from this statistic, and the time would be reduced to mere seconds a week. While things need to get done, I affirm women for how they closely reflect God's definition of a fruitful life. Jesus describes a fruitful life in John 15, verses 1 to 17. Would you please take some time to read this passage? The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. A fruitful life can be yours when you accept your grower. Jesus says he is not just the vine, but he is the true vine. He declares that he is the source of all the nutrients we need to be eternally productive. The Father is the vine dresser or gardener. Let's stop to look at the care, skill, and attention with which he works. He cuts off every branch in Christ that is not bearing fruit. What does Jesus mean here? Theologians would debate this question, but I think we should head to the bluntest meaning that requires the least interpretation and rationalization. Did Jesus actually intend to say here that the Father will cut off branches that bear no fruit? I think he did, and I don't want any of us to experience this. Our Heavenly Father is deeply interested in productivity amongst his people, and he will not settle for anything but. Ironically, the branches that are already bearing fruit are targets of painful pruning. Pruning enables nutrients to flow and to be processed. The Bible's message is clear. God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you enough to grow you beyond where you are. As the branch and the vine dwell in each other, the believer and Christ dwell in each other. Each time this union is spoken of, the word fruit is not far behind. As believers, we are dependent on Christ, but we may not know it. We may think we know it, but the way we live our lives often reveals strong streaks of independence. Therefore, Jesus instructs us to dwell in him, to recognize our dependent relationship, and to live it out. A branch is essentially a receiver. It receives nutrients from the vine. Many of us tend to be doers, not receivers. Doers want to bear fruit, but doers need to receive the nutrients of Christ in order to bear fruit. The essence of fruit bearing is receiving, not doing. Most of us need to stop being doers and start being receivers. Jesus explains that our doing is really accomplishing nothing. Our doing bears no true fruit. The statement that apart from me you can do nothing is a reference to dependent fruit bearing. No fruit appears without receiving Christ and his nutrients. We make choices every day to abide in Christ or to walk away from him. First comes obedience, next fruitfulness, then joy. Dwelling in Christ includes receiving his words and his life-giving nutrients, then obeying him. When this happens, Christ invites his disciples to ask for whatever they wish, and he promises that it will be done for them. Our union with Christ conforms our desires to his desires. The nutrients flow into us, and they change our desires into godly desires. He conforms our wishes to his godly wishes, then gives us the privilege of asking for those godly wishes to be granted. The world looks for a successful life while our Father looks for a fruitful life. He is even more interested in who you are and what you are becoming than in what you have done. Jesus is the initiator in this fruit-bearing enterprise. He chose us and appointed us for the purpose of bearing fruit. Jesus does not choose and appoint without empowering. The fruit is not ours to generate. The Father prunes while the Son pours his love into us. Fruit happens. Notice also the particular kind of fruit this union produces. It is fruit that remains. It is lasting fruit. There is something in all of us that desires to make some kind of difference, to leave behind some sort of legacy that has lasting impact. Are you abiding in the vine, Jesus Christ? Are you cooperating with the gardener, your heavenly Father? A fruitful life can be yours when you accept your greenhouse. The way Jesus defines lasting fruit is significant. The gardener is not working for plants that appear productive with a lot of wood and shiny leaves. He is looking for fruit. Fruit involves loving one another. Jesus does not talk of growth and fruit apart from relationships with other people. The Apostle Paul elaborates on this fruit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and the first half of verse 23. He writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." If you had no interaction with others, you would have no opportunity to cultivate and display the fruit of the Spirit. This is why the Bible consistently writes of faith in the context of community. We are called not only to relationship with the Lord, but to relationships with one another. Are you leaning into or running from community? A pessimistic recluse was advised by his fortune cookie, "Make new friends and see what happens." He went out, made 3 new friends, and nothing happened. Now he complains that he's stuck with 3 new friends. If we want to make a difference, if we want to leave behind a legacy of impact, or if we aspire to some sort of greatness, what should we do? It's quite simple. Love someone. We don't have to build a building, write a masterpiece, or even start a family. Love makes a difference. Love lasts. Love is greatness. How are your relationships? Is it time for a fruit check? The Lord is keenly interested in you and your growth.